Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello to, let me clear my voice, excuse me, everyone out there. Hello and welcome. Thank you in advance for coming in this space, joining us here in this space together with us and the guests we have today. This is going to be a great show as always. In this space, you know, I always talk about the space. There's something about the togetherness. I can feel it. Can't quite explain it. But you here now in this space at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. I'm your host, Keylane Greenwood, the one and only urban life coach. And here in this space, the mission is to learn and to promote taking control of our lives. What does that really mean? I know we heard similar mantras and similar sayings before, but what does it really mean? We're going to find out today. And not letting our lives take control of us. Also, this show wants to promote and learn through our guests, of course, to live the highest version of ourselves and to live our highest and best life we can. And of course, that deals with our resources and our support system. That's the aim of this show. Okay, and just to have fun, lighten up, have fun, pick up some techniques and some tips and apply it in our lives and just, you know, leave inspired. And this is the aim of the show here. Also, this show is about promoting and learning to live with hope daily. Hope is important. Hope for a future, hope for betterness, staying inspired, encouraged, being thankful. My favorite, thankful, gratitude, kindness, love, and another one of my favorites is coping skills. Because we all have days. We got to learn how to cope and stay inspired on them days. We all have them. What keeps you inspired? What can you say to yourself? What kind of beliefs can you have to bring you through the storm? That's the question. Think about that, listeners. Okay, lastly, to get this thing on, this show is also about learning and promoting, finding our meaning, our purpose. Learning how to find our purpose and our meaning. And with all that said, when we don't have it, we got to identify, then overcome what's stopping us, what's in the way from having the life that we want in all the major areas of our life, in our health, finance, career, all that stuff. We got to identify it. And then we can overcome it and work with it, okay? And that's why we have the guests here today, because they're experts and have training in helping others, businesses and individuals and groups, and identifying what's stopping them, stopping us from having what we want, okay? And I am on my path also. I have things that I'm overcoming that are in the way. And the key thing is progress. Getting results and progress. That's getting somewhere. Okay. Enough said about that. Thank you, all the listeners out there that support the show and our guests. And of course, you want to know who our guest is. Okay, first let me tell you the title of the episode. The episode title today is Creating a Career Strategy. Let that sink in. Are you living your strategy today? Your job, your career you're in right now, is that the one that sings to your heart? Are you enjoying it, or is it dread? Well, you can live that career that makes your heart sing. And we're going to get some tips on how to do that today. That's my hope. Okay, now, no more waiting. Our expert guest today, career coach Allison Garrido. Hello.
You got it. Allison Garrido. Absolutely perfect. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming to the show. I am so excited. I really am, because when I was doing the research, as we was talking before the show, my heart started singing. I started having hope with some of the things that are in my way that I've been working on. I just was inspired. That's why I love reading things that make me feel good. Not only make me feel good, that leaves a mark to do better. And that's what I got when I went to your website and when I start trying to find out, you know, what it is you do. I really was asking myself questions, and I thought I already did that very well, as I was saying in the beginning of it, as we were talking. So thank you for that. Listeners, we're going to give all our guest information at the end of the show where you can contact her, some of the events she got going on. She got something going on in LA. So if you're out in LA, she got a seminar, workshop, some things going on. She can tell you more about that. Okay, Allison.
Yes, here I am. Thank you so much for such a lovely introduction.
You're welcome. I just do the research. You do the work. But okay, the listeners, let them know how you help people and a little bit more about you in this short period of time.
Absolutely. So I'm a career coach. I'm based in Los Angeles. Are you hearing a little bit of an echo?
I don't think I'm hearing an echo. I thought I was hearing going in and out. I don't know, because you stopped.
Right. So, well, now I don't hear it. So I'll keep going. And my apologies. So, as you mentioned, I'm a career coach, and I am based in Los Angeles, California. I see so many people who have careers based in circumstance. So that's why the title of our show today is Creating a Career Strategy, because most of us, we graduate school, maybe our uncle gives us a job, then there's somebody who will pay us more, then we move, and circumstances shape what our career looks like. So what I help people do is I help them create a strategy around their career to really identify what their strengths are and passions and what they want to do moving forward, so they have that anchor to help them gauge what opportunities will be best for them. They can always say, okay, is this part of my strategy? Is this really where I want to go? And I think of myself as wearing two hats as a coach. So first, I help people get the answers that they already have, but they haven't worked with somebody who can help them get to those answers. So it's the person that has all these ideas floating around in their head, and they really need someone to help them create a strategy. So in that scenario, my client is the absolute expert, and I am helping them by asking them powerful questions to get to those answers they have. And then the other hat I wear is really more of a consultant. So I become the expert when someone needs help creating a fantastic resume, marketing themselves either on LinkedIn or through interviews or networking. So I really help people define what their path is, and then I walk with them down that path so they can find a job they enjoy.
Okay. How does that feel when you help someone? I know it got to feel good.
I love my job so much. I feel so lucky that I get to do what I do. I really do.
I feel the same way when I find motivated people to work with. So I'm pretty sure the listeners want to know, real quickly, exactly how do you do this? How do you help them find the answers that we all have inside? Like you said, they just haven't worked with someone that can help them pull that answer out. So how do you do what you do? Like, what tools do you use and how do you do it?
Sure. So as a coach, I'm really, you know, helping people by asking them powerful questions and always keeping them moving forward. So sometimes a big thing can feel impossible, right? When we have so many options, sometimes the number of options can feel stifling. So what I help people do is create that first step. So what is tangible? What is in your control? How do you break things down into chunks to make them manageable? And sometimes the way I do that with people who are really confused as to what their career path would be is we really hone in on what are their strengths. And I use a tool. There's this great book called Strength Finder 2.0. And I'll repeat that again in case anybody's writing it down at home. It's called Strength Finder 2.0. And it's an online assessment that will give people their top five strengths. And when they have their top five strengths, it will actually give you industries where those strengths might shine. It gives you information on different jobs that might be worth pursuing and looking at within those strengths. So that's a wonderful tool that I'll use with clients. But another thing that I do is I talk to my clients about what they like to do. We talk about what they really enjoy in their job. And I asked someone once, well, you know, tell me what you did in that job. And she told me, I just looked for another one. As soon as I got there, I just started looking for another one. And that's, but there's always something you enjoy in a job. There's always something that you can be proud of. And when you start to identify those things, you see your strengths emerge. And once you can really capitalize on those strengths, you'll find a job that you enjoy doing too. People that are using their strengths at work are so much more engaged than those who are just kind of going through the motions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. And I'm pretty sure, I'm guessing, now I'm going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Is how the people that you work, when you work with someone and they discover things about themselves, how do they react to that? I mean, I find mm-hmm. a strength that, is it common to have a strength and not know what it is?
Well, because I think that a lot of people don't take time to reflect on what their strengths are or to work with somebody like me, because coaches are objective, right? Our only goal is to help someone move forward. And the other people that people talk to in their lives are so well-meaning and are so attached to the person's success that it's hard to take that helicopter view. So when I talk to my mom or my spouse, I get great advice. But when I talk to my coach, they're reflecting back on me what I'm saying, and it's such a different experience. So the best way I can describe it is when I'm a client or when I'm talking to a client as a coach, the call always starts with some heaviness because there's something that someone needs to move forward with, whether it's, Allison, I just don't know what my next job should be. I just don't know how to figure out what I'm good at. So the call starts with that weight, and it's so fun for me to watch the weight lift by the end of the phone call or by the end of a few sessions where there's just so much lightness because there's finally a path forward. It's really, yes. You know, I mean, you know, it's wonderful.
Clarity. When a person mm-hmm. gets clarity is power.
Mm-hmm.
They begin to,
you said it.
We begin to see we have power. We can direct this. We can direct mm-hmm. our life.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. So what's the first step to making a career change?
I think the first step to making a career change is really honing in on what the change is. A lot of people will say, okay, it's time for a change, and just start to send out their resume right away. But some things I recommend doing is, you know, we talked about identifying your strengths, and I actually have some articles on how to do that. Besides the book I mentioned, there's some questions you can ask yourself. But the other two things I recommend people doing is creating a mission statement, a personal mission statement. So looking at what do? Who do you do it for? And how do you do it? So once you have a mission statement that can ground you, that can be an anchor for you. So when an opportunity comes up, you can say, okay, does this align with my mission? Is this part of my strengths and what I do want to do? So that way you're not just jumping at every opportunity, because during a job search, you want someone to want you, right? You want that next job. So sometimes when you get a job offer, it's hard to say no, even if it's not the right job, because you say, oh, well, I want to change and someone wants me. So creating that strategy can help you stay aligned in having a mission statement. And the other thing that I like to have people do is look at a five-year plan. So I know that five-year plans change, and it's okay if five-year plans change. You don't have to write it in stone and live every day by it. But it's another thing that gives you that anchor that says, okay, will this opportunity, will this job align with where I'd like to be in 5 years?
Okay. Wow. That was a lot. And I know the listeners, they're like, okay, she's saying so much, but listeners out there, you know what to do. You can rewind it, get a piece of paper. I just love this because I take a lot of mental notes, Allison, when I have a guest. And then right when I get time, I write it down on paper, you know.
That's why it's great to have a podcast.
Yes, I get a lot of free information, and a lot of free books, you know. So I got enough reading to last me a lifetime.
That's great.
But that's great. All right. So we talked about the first step on career changes. This is, and I know the listeners out there, and I know you're thinking, you know, I'm good where I'm at, or my life is great. Okay, for everyone, feel that their life is great. But, you know, I want the listeners to think about this. And just listen. I'm going to ask our expert this question. Grade yourself upon this question that you hear. And if it resonates with you, cool. If it doesn't, that's cool too. Okay, Allison, I just want the listeners to think about something. How do they know if they're in the right career, or if what are some signs that they can take in to know if they're in the right career, or, you know, a lot of people say, oh, my life is fine. You know, I'm good. So what are some signs or some struggles you commonly see within the people you work with that come for a career change, because I'm pretty sure they thought too their life was okay. You know, I'm good. And once they work with you and the optimization comes in and they say, oh, I'm glad I came to Allison. You know, I know. I see it all the time. So what are some signs that the listeners can look for in their career and job and also in their life to say, I can do better. I deserve more. Or this ain't the career for me.
Well, I think that if you are going into work every day and you're excited and you're challenged, then you're on the right path. I think some common signs that people aren't in the right role is a lot of times people will start to look for things outside of work to do. Like, maybe they're working every day, getting through their 9-to-5, but then they've started this hobby on the side, and that's what gives them a lot of joy. Or they're spending a lot of time learning a new skill, and that's where they're getting the satisfaction that they're not getting in their job. Start to pay attention to what those things are and what skills those things are using. I have a personal story. I had a job where my responsibilities really changed. I was promoted into a role, so it seemed like it was a good thing. But then my responsibilities changed, so I was much more behind the scenes than in front of people. And okay. So I was looking for other ways to kind of scratch an itch. And I couldn't even place it at the time, but I started teaching a spin class, a group exercise class. And now that I look back on that, I'm realizing that that group exercise class I was teaching was where I was getting all that interaction with people I wasn't getting at work. It was where I was motivating people, helping people, as opposed to just, you know, moving pegs like I felt like I was doing. And as you can tell, you know, being in front of people and helping people is a major motivation for me. So when you see yourself, you know, grabbing for those things, pay attention to what those outside things are and how they might complement a career change or something that might be missing in your typical 9-to-5.
Okay. Great information. I felt that and I couldn't have said it better. Listeners, those are the common signs. If you find yourself doing extracurricular activities just to feel satisfied or getting hobbies and along those lines, maybe it's because that's what you like to do, or that's probably some of your gifts, or that's some you should get a, you know, look into that. I mean, try, and you know, we all about learning, right? You know, you can't lose. It's a win-win situation.
Absolutely. And I've had several clients come to me ready to embark on a traditional job search. And by that, I mean go from one corporate 9-to-5 type job to another corporate 9-to-5 type job. And after a few sessions and looking at what they like and what they're good at, there have been these side projects like, oh, well, I've always enjoyed nutrition. And then suddenly this client was going down a path of being a nutritionist and actually going out on her own. I had another person who had a clothing business just on the side, you know, never thought it would be a real thing. But the more he looked at his strengths and what he wanted to do, that became, you know, part of what he's doing now as a full-time job. So it's not the traditional path he'd expected, but his strengths were in that little side project that he didn't pay much attention to until we started to talk.
That's the power of having a professional certified life coach.
Mm-hmm.
I can stress
Absolutely.
It again. That's the power of having and working with a professional, because as our guest Allison Garrido said, our guest, she worked with someone and was pulled some stuff he had in him out that, you know, he was missing, or some things he wanted to do, help him discover himself. But the answers was already there. Sometimes we just need someone to guide us and ask the right questions so we can see what we have, so we can discover ourselves. And that's the power of a life coach over a therapist, over a consultant, over a psychotherapist. We get you from point A to B, and we won't throw no labels on you.
You said it.
Okay. I understand you have like a seminar or workshop coming up soon, somewhere in LA, right?
I sure do, yeah. So I'm based in Los Angeles, as I mentioned, and I do have a workshop that's coming up. It's going to be every Tuesday in June, and it's going to be through the LAX Chamber of Commerce and the LAX co-working space. And we're going to really dive deep and create action plans for each individual person. So over the 4 weeks, we're going to work on identifying strengths. We're going to talk about perfecting your interview. So I'm not the person that tells you what to do, but I want you to develop the skills to have your own voice and make sure that you're projecting your message in the right way. And we're even going to talk about negotiating networking and some salary information and how you can move forward to really find your right fit and create your path. So it's a 4-week course on Tuesdays, and there's information about it on my Facebook page. So If you go to my Facebook page, it's Allison Garrido Career Coach, and I can spell that for you. It's Alyson, last name Garrido. So if you like me on Facebook, you can find the information there, or you're welcome to also reach out. My website's just my name, AllisonGarrido.com.
You have all
so
of this information.
Awesome.
I was just letting them know with this show, we have all your email, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, your Facebook listeners, all her social media and her website. She's giving it to you now, but also you're listening to this, so you're pretty sure you see it at the bottom in the description, all her social media and her website. Just want to throw that
perfect
in there. Didn't mean to cut them off. You know,
no, thank you. That's great.
I also sent you the URL for that last week, a couple days ago. But anyway, we can talk more on that later. So we talked about the workshop that you have going on at LAX every Tuesday. So how can listeners or anyone contact you and find out a little bit more about what you do, or just contact you?
The best way is to, if you go to my website, my phone number is there, my email is there. And what I do is, you know, I've talked a lot today about walking alongside people and really, you know, working closely and helping people on their path. And so what's really important to me is we make sure that we're a right fit. So the first time I meet with someone, it's always free. It's called a career kickstart session. And it's really a time for us to get to know each other. You get to experience coaching, and then I can make a recommendation as to how we move forward together. So I'd encourage anyone interested, you know, reach out, email me, give me a ring, and we can talk about how we can make that happen, and you can learn a little more about coaching.
Okay, listeners, that's it on the time, but you got it from our guest, Allison Garrido. You can get that kickstart. That's a gift, the kickstart session. You get some free coaching, and, you know, you can take it from there, or you can pursue it. It's a win-win situation. She has the workshop at LAX, I believe, on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Go to her website. Check her out. All her information is here. If you're listening, look down at the bottom on the description. You'll see our social media and her website. So I want to say thank you. Allison, I do want to get 5 minutes of your time after the show. If it's all right, if I can contact you, just to close this out in the right way. Thank you. And I love what
you
do.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very professional. As always, I'm always learning. I keep my curiosity hat on. So, you know, I snagged a lot of nuggets.
Well,
a lot
thank
of
you so much for having me. This was such a pleasure. I'm glad you got some nuggets. I'll keep them coming.
Okay. Thank you. And listeners, this is it. Please join us. You know how we do it. Twice a week. Following ourselves together, talk radio. Urban Life Coach. Download us from iTunes. Go check out Allison Garrido. Amazing. Just read the website. You're gonna love it.